The Laws of Cricket 2017 Code, 2nd Edition, 2019, Copyright Marylebone Cricket Club Law 30 Batsman out of his slash her ground when out of his slash her ground a batsman shall be considered to be out of his slash her ground unless some part of his slash her person or bat is grounded behind the popping crease at that end. However, a batsman shall not be considered to be out of his slash her ground if, in running or diving towards his slash her ground and beyond, and having grounded some part of his slash her person or bat beyond the popping crease, there is subsequent loss of contact between the ground and any part of his slash her person or bat, or between the bat and person, which is a batsman's ground. If only one batsman is within a ground, it is his slash her ground and will remain so even if he slash she is later joined there by the other batsman. If both batsmen are in the same ground and one of them subsequently leaves it, the ground belongs to the batsman who remains in it. If there is no batsman in either ground, then each ground belongs to whichever batsman is nearer to it, or, if the batsmen are level, to whichever batsman was nearer to it immediately prior to their drawing level. If a ground belongs to one batsman then, unless there is a striker who has a runner, the other ground belongs to the other batsman, irrespective of his slash her position. When a batsman who has a runner is striker, his slash her ground is always at the wicket keeper's end. However, 30.2.1, 30.2.2, 30.2.3 and 30.2.4 will still apply, but only to the runner and the non-striker, so that that ground will also belong to either the non-striker or the runner, as the case may be. Position of non-striker. The non-striker, when standing at the bowler's end, should be positioned on the opposite side of the wicket to that from which the ball is being delivered, unless a request to do otherwise is granted by the umpire.